This is Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails. There's snow in the high country, so it's time to go snowshoeing. That's right, Arizona has lots of good country for snowshoeing when the white stuff accumulates. Currently, there's good snowpack just about everywhere above 7,000 feet elevation. The first thing you need to know about is that snowshoes come in different styles for different conditions. I have a couple of pair of modified Maine bear paws from my younger days back east. These are traditional wood frames with leather webbing, exactly what you picture Grizzly Adams wearing. They're teardrop-shaped with a short wooden tail that drags behind. Standard Maine bear paws are oval in shape without the wooden tail. Bear paws are generally about 2 feet long and 12 to 14 inches wide and are designed for use on relatively level ground. They're useful in many snow conditions, from light, fluffy snow to thick, wet snow, and are great for carrying heavy loads as they're very stable. Traditional Alaskan snowshoes are much longer, up to 3.5 feet, and only about 8 or 9 inches wide. Alaskan shoes are designed for travel through the light, fluffy snow, which does not experience repeated melting and refreezing. On a slight downhill run, one can actually use Alaskan shoes like skis and get a reasonably good glide. Modern snowshoes come in a variety of high-tech materials and interesting shapes. I have a pair with aluminum tubes and synthetic soles, which is tensioned by short pieces of webbing. These are great for the variety of conditions that we experience here in the West. Fresh powder, snow that has melted and been refrozen, groomed trails, or steep slopes away from the trail. I have a nice pair that I picked up in a thrift store, and you might find some on occasion in a resale shop like Play It Again Sports. The biggest challenge will be understanding and adjusting the bindings properly. Snowshoe bindings should be like a hinge directly below the ball of your foot. There's a cutout in front of the shoe where your toes can go down when you lift your foot. When lifting your foot, the toe of the shoe points up a bit and the tail of the shoe drags. This prevents the toe of the snowshoe from catching in the snow and tripping you up. There are dozens of fancy binding designs, but bindings can be made with some stout cord in a pinch. By now you might be wondering, why in the world would you do this? Snowshoes expand your hiking season to the full year. Any of the local Sky Island mountain range trails become your private domain. Snowshoe a trail in the Catalinas, the Rincons, the Santa Ritas, the Huachucas, or the Pinaleos, and you'll have it to yourself. Head up to the Mogollon Rim country for thousands of square miles of level snow. The Coconino Plateau from Oak Creek Canyon to Grand Canyon is yours. Break trail into untrodden meadows of snow to experience the pristine wilderness of the earth renewed by winter's kiss. Throw a small pad, some cheese and crackers, and a thermos of cocoa in the sack for your break. The really good news is you can't get lost. As long as you're the only one out there, just turn around and follow your tracks back to the trailhead. Looking forward to seeing you on the trail in your snowshoes. This has been Eb Eberline with Arizona Trails.